governors from across the nation jammed the Rhode Island Convention Center to discuss an issue that's ruined lives in every state, the opioid epidemic. Governor Gina Raimondo was one of those lamenting the lack of progress being made against addiction and its fatal byproduct, overdose deaths. Raimondo and Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker talked about dealing with families who've lost loved ones. There's disturbing evidence. For example, every 25 minutes in the United States, a baby is born suffering from opiate withdrawal. A day before the conference, Raimondo issued an executive order designed to fight opiates. But she said she was disappointed the General Assembly has not approved a passel of measures to combat addiction, make treatment more available, and create youth drug awareness and education programs. Raimondo's aims are laudable, but without Assembly action, there won't be a foundation to allocate money that will be necessary. Rhode Island lawmakers aren't oblivious to this problem that's sweeping the nation. But the leaders of Rhode Island's dysfunctional General Assembly became ensnared in an 11th-hour snit and shut down the legislature more than 2 weeks ago without passing a budget. This ego-driven dust-up between House Speaker Nick Mattiello of Cranston and Senate President Dominic Ruggiero of North Providence sacrificed at least five measures to fight addiction. That's not all. School money to cities and towns has been delayed. The state's job-creating historic preservation tax credit program is in limbo, and communities have been left in the lurch over car taxes and hiring issues. If you haven't paid attention, some quick history. Just before the state's new fiscal year began, a last-minute dispute between Mattiello and Ruggiero shut down the Assembly before a budget was approved. The battle appears to have been over a late amendment the Senate tried to tack on to Mattiello's pet project, beginning a six-year phase-out of the unpopular car tax. The amendment would have halted the phase-out if the state couldn't afford it. The Senate has a point. The House budget, stuffed with accounting gimmicks, never did find the money to finance the $26 million for the first year of the phase-out. Yet the Senate never publicly raised the issue until the last day of the session. The Senate Finance Committee approved the House budget version without the car tax yellow light. What happened next is remarkable, even in the long history of Rhode Island politics. Mattiello said Ruggiero broke a private handshake deal. Then the blame-laying began. The facade of how statehouse business is conducted was ripped away. Leaders were admitting what many had long suspected, that much of what happens in public at the statehouse is a show concocted for the television cameras. The real decisions that govern life in Rhode Island are made secretly behind thick oak doors in the Capitol. A wink here, a nod there, a handshake over drinks in a back room. Most disappointing has been the silence of almost every lawmaker, particularly the so-called Democratic progressives. One of the few profiles in courage has been Senator Josh Miller of Cranston, who said publicly that both leaders need to bring lawmakers back to work. It's about time that Rhode Islanders from Block Island to Burrillville and Harmony to Hog Island contacted their lawmakers and tell them what Bill Belichick tells his Patriot players: do your job.